I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touché. It's time for Touché here on 720 WGN, our weekly Monday night segment.
Feels like Monday.
I wish it was Monday.
Well, in April because, you know, of all the White Sox games.
That's right. Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling in the studio.
Oh, good to be back.
It's hot. It's searing in the studio with conflict.
It is freaking awesome outside. Can I just say that?
Yeah, beautiful. Finally.
The one bipartisan agreement before we get on with the rest of it is that it was a beautiful day today.
Yes.
Everything else Chris says is going to be nonsense.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Let's start with Iran. Iran in the news today because Benjamin Netanyahu comes out and says we have all sorts of intelligence reports to say Iran's been lying this whole time about their nuclear program, essentially in a way to push Trump to get out of the Iran deal.
But wait. They were lying up to 2015. Netanyahu didn't make comments about what they've been doing since 15.
He implied.
He said that, you know, they now have literally hundreds of thousands. Israel's secret service, Mossad, has come up with this enormous tranche of documents.
A treasure trove
of documents. And Netanyahu decided to go public with it because by the 12th of May, President Trump has to decide what is the next step for the Iran deal. And this is what has been discussed last week with President Macron, right, and Chancellor Merkel here, representing France and Germany. And, you know, Bibi Netanyahu decided to jump in and say, they're lying liars who lie, so keep that in mind and get the heck out of this.
Wouldn't we just assume that the big nations that you just mentioned, Germany, France, and the United States, would already know this?
Yeah, we all knew this. Look, the significance of today that Bibi buried was that his intelligence services did an amazing thing. It wasn't just documents. It was documents. It was like 150 CDs with more documents on it. It was an amazing thing. And Bibi decided, because he had an audience of one and one who only responds visually, that would be President Trump, to have not just a press conference, but there was like a dramatic pulling back of the curtain and there were things that were covered, and he lifted them up and showed, look, there are CDs here, therefore you should pull out of the treaty.
This is not something to be made fun of.
That's what he did. Nuclear weapons
for Iran.
Well, tell that to Bibi, who put in a slide, and all it said is Iran lied.
I deny your point that, quote, we knew all of this. The fact is that our own government, the United States of America, according to a national intelligence estimate published in December of 2008, did not know. And we said we did not know. And so David is rewriting history.
Why are you talking about 2008?
Because that was in the
relevant... entire point of sanctions was because Iran was pursuing a nuclear weapon. The entire point of the process with the six other countries pursuing a nuclear weapon.
David, the point here is that we've got them dead to rights, and it becomes harder and harder for France and Germany, the European Union, world opinion, apart from, say, China and Russia, to deny what Iran is actually intending to do, which implicates the real issues and weaknesses of this, which you can no longer say that Barack Obama negotiated a perfect agreement.
Because I never said that.
Macron has said we have to strengthen this agreement.
So is that what's going to happen?
John Kerry and Barack Obama were so desperate for an agreement that they never said anything about missile delivery systems for nuclear weapons. Number two, they said nothing with the Iranians about regional troublemaking, which is what Iran has been up to in Yemen, in Syria, in Iraq, and frankly, in a lot of other places around the world, wherever it suits them, Venezuela, for instance.
It's called being a superpower,
okay? And number three, there is this sunset provision of 2025, which, as President Trump said today at a brilliant press conference, I thought, with the president of Nigeria, quote, 2025 is tomorrow, okay? So we have this very short, and then the breakout provision, finally, So these are the four areas where they've got to be addressed. The breakout provision is...
You're going to keep filibustering?
No, I mean, this is what we're talking about. The breakout provision that you don't care about, but which is vital to the safety and security of Israel.
One of us views Israel as a personal sanctuary.
Hold on.
That would be me, my friend.
Finish your point, Roland.
Well, we have allowed them to keep their a certain number of high-powered... centrifuges,
and your and argument they can is they're, expand they're exploiting them. That.
And one of the things that Netanyahu revealed today was the extent to which they had been disguising the centrifuge program and the fact that Kerry and Obama allowed them to keep their centrifuge program.
Up to 2015.
Yes, up to 2015.
And no, 2025.
No, what they revealed today was that they were lying and cheating up to 2015.
No, hold on. In 2015, we agreed to allow them to keep that facility. We did not shut it down
In the meantime, Bibi, for all of his bluster today, could not demonstrate that since the agreement has been in effect, that they have been cheating. And he couldn't demonstrate
that. He didn't ask to.
Excuse me, that's exactly what he has to. If you want to abrogate it, you got to say they're cheating
somehow.
No
one is talking about abrogating.
Hang on. Yeah. Hang on. This is important. So 5 weeks ago, the Israeli Defense Forces Chief of Staff said, and I quote, "Right now, the agreement with all its faults is working and is putting off realization of the Iranian nuclear vision by 10 to 15 years. The Israeli security establishment, much of it supports keeping the agreement in place."
No one is saying that we should walk away from the agreement. I don't know where David was last week. I'm the one who was overseas last week. David wasn't listening to the news. Macron and Trump have agreed that they have to build on top with those four provisions that I just talked about.
I guess the question, this will play out and we'll move on, but how are they going to do that and get any sort of negotiation with Iran, because they're not going to give up any of those four areas?
We don't know that. That's what people said about North Korea 18 months ago. Right.
And so far, North Korea has given up nothing.
You had no faith in Trump about North Korea, and look at you now.
And so far, North Korea.
You're nominating him for a Nobel Prize, and I think that's beautiful, Justin.
The Nobel Prize goes to Donald Trump. Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling in studio. We're playing Touche. We come back. Let's talk about the more strange rumblings in the White House. Did John Kelly, the chief of staff, call the president an idiot? This is coming out. He denies it.
Oh, everybody in the White House called the president an idiot.
There has to be something more to this story, a story that continues to happen. But we'll talk about it. Dave and Chris are here. It's Touche. Stay with us.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche.
You go right.
It's all right. It's all right.
Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy, Touche on 720 WGN. We talk national politics every Monday here on the program. Let's switch to John Kelly, the chief of staff. I guess in hot water, even though he denies it, and it's a story that continues to happen, and it seems the names interchange, but the NBC News has him calling the president an idiot. Seems like a strange comment for him to say, but he denies it happened. But what do we make of this story?
So here's the significance of this. You shouldn't really focus on the little details, whether did he call him an idiot, when, how many times, how much of an idiot is the president. You know, all those things are fine. But the significance of this story is that there are sources in the White House who are trying to get John Kelly. And this tends to happen right before somebody gets booted.
Oh my
so God. I would give John Kelly less than a month.
Oh, really?
All right, write that down. Write that down.
Yeah,
You're saying by Memorial Day he's out, because that's a month away.
June 1st.
Yes,
June 1st. By
Memorial Day, June 1st.
There's a week after Memorial Day.
Yes. All right, so here's my two cents. I agree that it is interesting. I mean, I don't think that NBC has any credibility left at all, but I'm going to give them a
waiting
little bit
for of, you to tell me the stories they got way wrong I'm, about the White House.
The list is too long to mention. Mm-hmm. I think what happens with Kelly is he is a hard-charging, kick-ass, take names and get things done kind of guy. And there are folks who don't like it, and there are folks who will complain about it, and they will pull this kind of stuff. But I believe Kelly's denial, and I believe the fact, from what I've heard, that he spends more time with the president than anybody, and quote, as he said, quote, "We both know the story is entirely BS." So I think it's a
yeah,
I think
it's a weird story to make up, though. That's the only thing I have. Maybe
it's not a weird story to make up. People, Justin, this is all that's been going on since Trump took his oath of office.
I understand
office.
The denials and everything, but it's I don't know. You'd have to have an NBC reporter who's like, I got a thing I'm going to lie about. I just don't buy it.
Here's the problem. The problem is the problem for Chris and the problem for Donald Trump and all of the Trumpites like Chris is that the president calls out fake news and then Chris calls out fake news. And then it turns out it's true. Like when they were going to fire McMaster.
How many times?
Like, this just happened. This just happened with McMaster.
How many
where
times?
McMaster, the White House said they have a great relationship. There's no problem. And then a week later, McMaster was fired.
How many times? Everybody knew that
it
McMaster was
over
not
and over and
how
over again.
How many times have they said that Kelly
well, then why did the White House lie about it?
Or that he was about to fire
Nobody
Rosenstein.
Said was leaving.
Or that he was about to fire Mueller. None of this stuff comes through. It's all baloney. Okay, but
right,
and especially during the period in the run-up to the Korea conversation and the summit, you're not going to say goodbye to General Kelly. You're not going to mix up that team right now. You've finally got Bolton in there.
Because that would be crazy. The White House never does crazy things.
You finally got Bolton in there. You finally got Pompeo in there. Pompeo is the only ranking U.S. official who has dealt directly with the leader of North Korea. And this team, this cluster, is absolutely essential to success in these talks, whatever that might be. And success is either going to be he is for real or he is a $3 bill and we're walking out.
Excuse me. The president has defined what success is. And success is complete denuclearization by North Korea, giving up their weapons.
That's not
that
right.
is what the president has said.
That's false.
He tweeted that multiple times.
I want to tell you, success is we're not being taken in again. We won't get fooled again, like the Who said or whoever that was.
It was the Who.
And so the success is we are going to test this guy from the moment that we start talking. And if he is for real, then we've got good news. And if he's not for real, we're standing up and we're leaving.
I will say that, you know, if North Korea turns out to do the same thing they've done in the past, I'm not sure that this is a failure on the part of the Trump administration because they got further along the way than any other president in my lifetime.
I disagree.
Maybe you disagree, but I just feel like, you know, you're dealing with a very a moving target when it comes to North Korea. They don't seem to follow any logic. So for the Trump administration to get this far is impressive in my mind.
Yeah, but the same thing happened in 2000. The only difference between what happened in 2000 and what happened today or what happened over the weekend was that in 2000, the hug between the North Korean and the South Korean leaders was not at the DMZ, but was in Pyongyang. That was the difference. It was a different photo op. And by the way, the photo op was amazing, and the atmospherics were amazing. All I'm saying is because of North Korea's long history of lying and cheating and taking in the United States and the West, right now I haven't seen anything different.
All right, last
cheat and repeat.
We were going to talk a little bit about the tariffs, but the 30-day just breaking news in the last 2 hours that they're going to extend that 30 days to see how it affects Canada, Mexico, and the EU.
And here's why that's good.
Trump
shows he's flexible. Obviously, he's talking to Mexico. He's talking to Canada. He's talking to the EU. You had Merkel in here. You had Macron in here. You're not going to have those guys go home and then, you know, insult them 5 days later with the tariffs.
Actually, it showed he got out over his skis and then had to backtrack, but that's okay.
That is quintessential touche right there. good points by both sides. All right, Michelle Wolf, White House Correspondents' Dinner. I did not see it. No one does. No one goes and watches that thing.
The key thing here is that
I watched it because I knew I was going to talk about it today.
Fact.
Yeah, I did too.
Many members of the White House Correspondents' Association are calling on the association to apologize, and the current president of the association, until this afternoon at least, was holding a line that she is not going to apologize. I agree with those in the association who say it should apologize to Kellyanne and to Sarah Huckabee, and it should say we're going to do better in the future.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't particularly find her that funny. I thought the first 5 minutes she was pretty funny, and then she started getting really nasty and weirdly sexual. It was not good. This was not even on the level of Colbert, which was biting and made people uncomfortable. What was hysterically funny. I didn't think it was great, but spare me the snowflakes of the right. You people worship at the altar of a president who calls the press the enemy. enemy of the people, who said Megyn Kelly had blood coming out of her, whatever, who attacked Rosie O'Donnell for being fat and ugly, who is the ultimate insulter in chief. He is the Don Rickles of presidents. He's an insult comic. And so for you guys to get all righteously indignant because, oh my God, she pointed out that Sarah Sanders is a liar, which she is on a constant daily basis. I'm sorry. I don't think it's that big a deal. And, you know, man up, put on the big boy pants.
It is a roast.
To take David at his word, I would play that tape in every competitive House of Representatives race and every competitive Senate race from here to November. And I can tell you, it's a gift to the Republican Party. And the White House Correspondents Association ought to absolutely repudiate what happened and say this is beyond. David is now saying that the White House Correspondents Association should live by the decency standards of Donald Trump. After he has said
that's
all
not
these
what I'm
things
saying.
About Donald Trump, no. The White House, they are working together. This was not professional, and this was an affront to everybody who consumes news.
What he's saying is that for the same people who tweeted out they walked out in shame, why aren't they tweeting out shame for the things that the president said?
Right. People are calling on the president to apologize all the time.
You're all a bunch of hypocrites. You're all a bunch of hypocrites. Wimpy, wussy hypocrites.
All right. The touche bell has rung. The fight is over. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy with us every Monday. Touche. Stay with us.